CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Supported and empowered by the students of SFU and listeners like you. For your community, by your community. You are CJSF.
CJSF supports a wider variety of voices and critical perspectives, context and content that corporate and mainstream media outlets don't cover, and new opportunities for community development and growth. Thank you for helping us rise higher and reach further.
Little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think, oh, bondage up yours!
Hey, hi, and hello. Welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener, who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio. It is your weekly 2-hour mixtape where we celebrate and amplify voices that deserve to be heard. I am so excited to be in studio this week. Let's be honest. I'm thrilled every week I step into the studio. But I am so excited for the fact that on this episode of Girly So Groovy, nearly a quarter of this episode is featuring musicians and artists that are making their Girly So Groovy radio debut. In addition to that, we're going to be genre hopping like we often do. We are going to just be shining lights on voices, again, that don't always get mainstream love. Coming up in the first hour, I've got music on the way from Rosie Lowe, Jonas Policewoman, Portishead, Arlo Parks, Vagabond, Mira, all in the first hour, and then so much more music in the second hour. But when we talk about musicians making their Girly So Groovy radio debut, that is where we kick off the entire 2-hour mixtape. Kitba is the indie pop project of Rebecca El Saleh, a Brooklyn singer-songwriter and harpist, whose art pop is reminiscent of Jane Siberry or Cocteau Twins or Mira or even Kate Bush. Again, Kitba, K-I-T-B-A. If you like what you hear, she is on Bandcamp, but right now she is on Girly So Groovy. Kitba. We'll be right back.
Listen up, the whole world's in the flux of a fever, sent to search and destroy by the ether. Everyone's either breaking up or breaking down. Ooh. Who'd have known we would both end up smolderingly lonely? Now I've only one thought when you phone me. Will you heal me from bottom up?
Thank you.
Music right there from three musicians who all call Brooklyn home. We just heard music from the playful and profound alternative folk rock singer-songwriter Mira. The song is called Radio Mind. That's the song she closes her 2014 album Changing Light with. In the middle, it is music from Jocelyn McKenzie, a Brooklyn-based singer-songwriter, artist, and psychic medium. Watch out, Sylvia Brown. Jocelyn McKenzie is here. We heard the song Better. It was the first single and first track that opens up her 2021 debut album, Push. And then kicking off the entire 2 hours here on Girly So Groovy, an artist making her Girly So Groovy radio debut, indie pop project Kitba, K-I-T-B-A. Her new debut album is called Hold the Edges. We heard the song Wolf's Mouth from Kitba. Let's keep things going right now. Alternative R&B indie pop artist Arlo Parks here on Girly So Groovy.
Like a bluebird cage. down two blocks and they could fill my cup. And I think this might be a sign. Oops, I drank two bars and they could fill my cup. And for the millionth time. Oops, I drank two bars, just girl, you fill me up. I think this might be a sign.
Ace and you wanna play, ayy. Dips, I'm the running J. And you wanted me, don't know what to say, ayy. Cause I would rather play, oh. I don't want none of the pain, ayy. Let's link up another day. You running on me, cause you want that fame, ayy. Sipping on them the pain,
what? I'm so trying to buzz it. Fill my cup, it ain't like it's a crime. Waves are trying to rush, just girl, you fill me up. I think this might be a sign.
Thank you.
Music to make you move. This is Girly So Groovy, dreamy indie rock and electronic pop from Cameroonian singer-songwriter Vagabond. The song is called Water Me Down. It's the Pampsy remix. That comes from the compilation album Red Hot and Free, a double disc compilation album done as part of the Red Hot fundraising album series that for decades now have been raising funds to fight HIV and AIDS. You know, every year, I think December 1st is World AIDS Day, and I always think we should do a full two-hour mixtape devoted to the women of the Red Hot series. This year, I'm really kind of considering it, so